In the previous year, we brought down from the Gemara and the Rambam about the great problem with people that design and calculate dates for Mashiach's arrival. They make a certain ketz. And we said, Tipach Rucha and Shamachash Vekitzin, that they're basically, that they should be destroyed, all these people which create these calculations, because it just brings negative emuna to Am Yisrael. With that in mind, we have to understand why quite a few of Gedolei Yisrael have written Kitzin. I have in front of me a list of about 25 Gedolei Yisrael that in their Svarim have created different calculations for different times for Mashiach's arrival. I'll quickly go through some of them. The Zohar brings down in the year Hei Tav Ches, Mashiach will come. Rav Samloi said in the year Hei Reish Lamed Ches, Mashiach will come. The Rasag brings down in the year Hei Kuf Samach Gimel, Mashiach will come. Rashi brings down in the year Hei Kuf Yud Ches, Mashiach will come. The Ramban brings down the year also Hei Kuf Yud Ches, and so does Rabbeinu Bechaya. The Barbanel brings down the year Hei Reish Tzadik Dalet. The Arizal brings down Tav Shin Lamed Vav. The Megala Mukis brings down Hei Tav Ayin. The Arachayim brings down Hei Tav Kuf. The Alter Rebbe brought down Hei Tav Reish Ches. The Chassam Sofer said Tav Kuf Ayin. The Malbim said Tav Reish Ayin Gimel. The Rebbe Rashab brought down in different sikhas the year Hei Tav Reish Samach Vav. And the Friedrich Rebbe spoke almost in terms of a ketz regarding the year Hei Tav Shin Gimel. These are all Gedolei Yisrael that Beferish mentioned the idea of ketz. How do they fit with the Rambam, who says that you're not allowed to speak about kitzen? And what's even more interesting is that the Rambam himself brings down a ketz. The Rambam wrote a famous letter. The letter is called the Igeres Teimon, a letter written to the Yidden and Teimon, basically being mechazik them, because there were different redifis, Ruchni and Gashmi, and the Rambam was mechazik the people from Teimon. That's why Adiyeh Mazeh, the Anshe Teimon, they paskin exclusively from the Rambam, not the Shulchan Aruch, anyone else, the Teimanim. They paskin exclusively from the Rambam, because the Rambam was the one that fought for their covid and fought for their existence as Yidden. The Rambam brings down in the year 4976 as a ketz. All these kitzin are based on different psukim. In other words, it's not stam these chachamim came up with different numbers. There were different psukim that they darshaned to prove their point. For example, the Zohar, the ketz that they brought down from Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva for the year Hei Tov Ches. They learn it out from the pasuk Bishnas Hayovel Hazois Tashuvu Ish Lachuzaschem. Hazois is Gematria Hei Tov Ches. So therefore, they learned out that the year Hei Tov Ches is a special time for these Galus of Mashiach. And so on, all the other kitzin were all based on different dates and different psukim. The question is, how do these chachamim have a right to be megala kitzin if there's an iser to be megala the kitz? Aren't we afraid of the repercussions that will happen? Yidden that believe in Mashiach, and all of a sudden, they're going to lose emuna. Obviously, the Chachamim that were Megala the Ketz, they also thought about this problem. They knew about the Gemara, they knew about the Rambam, and they still made the Ketz anyways. The question is why? Over the next couple of Shiurim, we're going to share with you different answers that these Mechabrim wrote themselves as to what right they have to give a ketz if there's an iser to do that. Let's let's first start with the Ramban. The Ramban wrote a Ketz for the year Kuf Yud Ches 5118. Where did the Ramban get this from? The Ramban explains it in his Pirush on the Torah, Chumash Bereishis, Perik Beis, Pasuk Gimel, and he says, he learns it out from a Pasuk in Daniel, and his Lashon is, V'yizeh, it will be Kuf Yud Ches, 118 years, Achar Chameshis Alofim, after 5,000, that means 5,118, L'chalis V'Hashem Yipi Daniel, this is after the whole, he learns it out from an issue that happened in Daniel. The Ramban knew the Gemara, obviously. Yet the Ramban wrote a very, very interesting thing. He wrote like this, that it's misunderstood the Isser to be Megala the Ketz. He said the Isser to be Megala the Ketz is only when actually Mashiach is not ready to come. He says in the times of Gemara, there was an Isser to be Megala the Ketz, because the Mashiach wasn't going to come for a couple hundred years, he says. So therefore, you're just hurting the Yidden. However, right before Mashiach, you have a right to be Megala the Ketz, to be Mechazik the Yidden. And there's a mussel given. Everyone knows you go on a long road trip, the last thing you want to hear is from the kid in the back asking, are we there yet? You know, it's 30 hours left to your trip, and the kid's asking, are you there yet? So the father screams out and he says, no longer, no one's allowed to ask, are you there yet? However, you actually get closer, the father turns to the mother and says, no, are we there yet? So, you know, we have to get the packages ready. And the kid screams to the father, you just told me you're not allowed to ask, are you there yet? He says, yeah, at the beginning of the trip, you're not allowed to ask because you're just getting everyone annoyed. However, at the end of the trip, when we actually could do something about it, and we have to get ourselves ready, then you're allowed to ask. So Ramban writes that the old times, in times of Gemara, that when the Isser was there. But later on, as we're getting closer to Mashiach, so then you're allowed to be Megala Kitzin because Mashiach is ready to come. But what do we say about it, you know, a couple hundred years after the Ramban, and Mashiach still didn't come? So how do we recognize, in other words, again, in retrospect, what right is there to be Megala the Ketz? This idea of the Ramban also was brought out by the Barbanel. The Barbanel wrote a famous sefer called Mayone Yeshua, and he writes over there that later on we will see things that even the previous Doiras didn't see. The point is that if you live later, you have the right to be Megala the Ketz, which earlier people didn't. But the problem is, like we still said, that right now we are still stuck in Golos hundreds of years later. We still have to understand what was gained, so to speak, by the Gilei HaKetz of the later Rishonim.